Time for Rhonda Reif to join me. We're going to talk about ways to live with the seasons, ways to live better, ways to simply, I guess, what, find alternative healing. And in a cold stretch of days, it's good to find anything you can to hang on to. And Rhonda is joining me. And Rhonda, I guess before we go on, it's Chinese. Well, before we go into anything else, Chinese New Year. What year is it? It's the year of the what, Rhonda?
Chinese New Year is going to be February 12th, and it's the year of the ox, and it's the ox in metal. So, you know, last year was the year of the rat with metal, and so it was kind of a little tricky year. So we are going to see some of the same things carry over from 2020 to 2021, but ox is more stable and less tricky than a rat. So you're going to see a little bit more stability. Overall, most people are going to see things that are going to help financially in that, but it's going to be from new sources. It's going to have to be rethinking and replanning and redoing and maybe making changes and stuff too. But for most, I mean, it'll be a challenging year. It's going to be a challenging year, but it also will have opportunities too.
Now, Chinese New Year, if I'm right, the Chinese, they have five. Is it five seasons they have? Is that right?
They have five seasons. They divide summer into two seasons, early summer and late summer.
Okay. And winter. Winter is, I've always said before, I've been asked by people from out of the state and out of the country, what's the weather like in Burlington? I said, well, we have nine pretty good months, and we got 3 months that are you just sort of endure. and some of those months are harder to endure than others. And when it's bitter cold, everything just makes things that much harder to do. But spring. Now, spring is coming, we hope. But the other thing is, the fact that we have spring on the way, is there something about spring coming that that is a, you know, I know it's I think you said spring coming has a lot of stress because of wind. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. Right now in the Chinese medicine thing, we are actually in the water element, and the water deals with issues with kidney, bladder, things that deal with water in your body, can also deal with emotional things, you know, cerebral spinal fluid, blood, anything that deals with any kind of liquid, but it specifically targets the bladder and the kidney. And so then as we move into spring, which is, I guess, weeks away, we'll look at things that will come up with liver gallbladder. And liver gallbladder is, of course, things that filter through everything in our body. So metaphorically, you're looking at it's sort of a filter that happens. But depression is actually stored in the gallbladder and in Chinese medicine. And so it's going to uproot all of that. And then the wind also affects the month. So you're going to have more issues that are going to come up with depression and mind and anxiety and those kinds of things too. But you know, a lot of it also, too, is that sort of we have hope, though, too, because things are going to change. But generally, wind, the ruling element of wind is actually in the fall, metal, wind, air, all of those kind of go along with that, too. So it's worse in the fall, but it can also manifest in the spring because of the wind.
All right. Well, we talked last time, we talked about moving into 2021 from 2020, and that there is more hope, at least, in 2021, and we've got vaccines out, even if they're rolling out pretty slow. But I think getting the pandemic in the rear window, the pandemic has sort of changed a lot of different things in terms of our lives. Was this something that could have been predicted? The stars? Did the stars say that we'd have something like we saw in the pandemic?
Well, actually, if you were going to look at the situation, I think we talked about this maybe a year ago, Sylvia Brown, she was a famous psychic. She was on Montel Williams all the time, and she's deceased now, but she had written a book years ago that explicitly said there's going to be some kind of major illness that's strange, respiratory, that's going to sweep the nation and in the world, and that, you know, it's going to take a while, but it's going to run its course, and then it's going to go away. And she actually had that on page 312 in her book, and March 12th is when the everything hit the fan in the United States. So, again, looking at it from the numbers, that sort of gives me goosebumps, because that number also predicted it. Like, she couldn't have known that, but the numbers are always there speaking. And then I said from the very beginning, 2020 was going to be a repeat. The 20s were going to be a repeat of the 1920s. So if you look, we've sort of done all of that. That's happened. There's been a lot of things. The stock market crashed, and there's just been a lot of upheaval. There's been, you know, high unemployment. A lot of the things that happened in the 1920s are actually occurring now. And then you're also seeing some of the things that maybe didn't go as well in the 1920s that are actually happening. So you're starting to see things that are looser on prohibition and restrictions of those kinds of things too. So, yeah, the numbers are there. You know, I don't know that it would have said necessarily pandemic, but, you know,
Well, actually,
I've been home watching things on Hulu, and it's like right now I'm watching reruns of 24 with Kiefer Sutherland.
Okay.
And he's fighting some kind of virus that has been released, as far as he's trying to track it down and get it stopped. And there's a couple other shows, you know, The Last Ship. And so there's been a lot of these shows that have come out, and even on House it talked about COVID and SARS and what's going to happen and all of that. So I think that people have known for a long time that this is a possibility. But I think all of a sudden it was on such a magnitude that it got started at such a momentum that it just couldn't get stopped.
Well, and it was, you mentioned turning back the clock 100 years. 100 years ago, we were dealing with another pandemic. In fact, that was a pandemic that particularly affected those in the 25 to 35 year age group. And it was, and we didn't have modern medicine, and they didn't have a lot of, you know, treatment plans for that. So you either survived or you didn't survive in that pandemic. And that was something that, as we look back in history, we're talking about anything, and they're kind of jumping around here. I'm going to talk a little bit about something else that we got going on. Mercury in retrograde is underway right now. Is that right?
Yes. It started January 31st, and it's going to go until February 21st. So expect delays, travel, communication problems, phone issues, computer issues. Don't sign contracts. Expect miscommunication. You might say something, and somebody takes it completely opposite of what you meant. So, you know, and travel. Travel is always hazardous during Mercury retrograde, and this time we've added the weather as a component to the hazard. So
it's just best
to be cautious during Mercury retrograde. Whether you believe in it or not, hey, you know, they say a stitch in time saves nine. So it's just one of those things to just sort of be aware of.
Does it get better as you get closer to the end? Is that right?
Yeah, it kind of depends. Because what will happen is like for now, Mercury retrograde actually started in Aquarius. So it's going to deal with things that are sort of in the mind and communication and those kinds of things. Aquarius is an air sign, so it might deal with things that deal with wind and those kinds of things. Then it's going to go to Pisces. It's going to be closer to Pisces. The few last days will be Pisces. And that changes every time Mercury, you know, depends on what month it's in. So Pisces then is going to have to deal more with things that deal with your feet, walking, stumbling. It also deals with emotions. You might be more emotional towards the end of it. So it just kind of determines, you know, where it is in the cycle with that as well. And then there's always a few days before and a few days coming away from Mercury that there's still sort of some tensions and uneasiness and things that happen.
All right. So, you can, it's basically just be aware of it and realize that some things are going to take, as you mentioned, some things are going to take longer to go through, and patience is probably, I guess, what the byword here. Would that be the best way to put it?
Yeah, take a breath. You know, just know that some things are beyond your control, and take a breath. And if nothing else, it's cathartic to say, well, that's just Mercury retrograde.
There you go. And we're jumping around here again. This is February. It is a bunch of different things, but it's what I think you said it was National Canned Food Month. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. This particular awareness was started in 1987 by the canned food industry because they wanted to try to do a campaign to convince people that canned was as good as fresh and, you know, of course, frozen and stuff too. Now, we all know that that's not necessarily the case, generally fresh right from the garden is the best, and a lot of times frozen is better than canned. But that's not always entirely true. Some canned products are actually better because, for instance, tomatoes and fruits, those things are actually picked when they're more ripe. The more ripe fruits and tomatoes, because tomatoes are considered a fruit, are actually utilized in canned processing more than ones that are shipped to the store, like in the winter. So you could get a can of tomatoes that actually tastes more like fresh tomatoes than you could actually buying a tomato in the store right now that is fresh.
All right.
It's the same thing, too, with actually canned salmon. It's better to actually buy canned salmon that is caught wild than it is to buy fresh salmon or fresh frozen salmon in the store that is farm-raised. So there's a lot of things there that you have to take a look into. You know, being from Iowa, kind of picky, canned corn doesn't quite cut it. but in canned potatoes, they don't have the same texture or taste. But green beans, the texture is a little different, but the flavor is about the same. If you were going to do dried beans, canned beans work really well in a pinch. And that's one of the things, too, with canned goods, is that there's something that you can have that's there that you can grab. And they have a longer shelf life than, say, something that would be fresh or whatever. They can last up to 4 to 5 years. So it's interesting because I was researching for today's show, and Napoleon is actually the one who came up with the idea to have things canned, because back in the olden days, you either salted things or sugared them, dried them, or smoked them. And he wanted something for his troops, so he held a contest. And there was a gentleman that won the contest, and he, his name was Nick Alpert, and he actually came up with how to do it with glass. Later on in the United States, that was in 1809, then 1810, Peter Durwell, he came up with the idea of using tins and cans. And so then it kind of just took off, and especially after the Civil War, a lot of things came up with that. And then actually in 1810 and later on, then, of course, Kerr and Ball, which are still famous names in home canning right now, they came up with the special kind of jars and lids and stuff for home canning. But it wasn't until 1940 when we had our first can of soda pop. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Okay.
And that it's just, usually fresh is better, but canned will work to serve a purpose. It's convenient. You can take it with you. It's not always that the quality is less. Sometimes the quality is better. And if you watch a lot of these cooking shows, a lot of the cooks will even tell you that using, especially in England, they call it tins, using tinned tomatoes is actually a really good way to get that fresh tomato flavor, because a lot of times those are the ones that come right from there. And if you're picking fruits and they're traveling from South America and all of those places, a lot of times they're picked green, like pineapple. That's another really positive thing that's canned, is that a lot of times the flavor in a canned pineapple is better than in a fresh one because they're picked so green. So they also have more nutrients with that a lot of times.
All right.
So
that lady is,
don't discredit canned goods. And one of the things that's suggested for the month of February is that it's a good time to, donate to the food pantries if you want to take canned goods. But please make sure they're not expired. That's just not a nice thing to do, is to take old stuff out of your cupboard to the food pantry.
Okay. Well, it is National Canned Food Month. It's Chinese New Year. It's Mercury in retrograde. And again, it's the coldest season, or the coldest part of the coldest season of the of the year. But you know what? It's we're going to get through it all, and we will be having Rhonda back with us next month to talk about things. Basically, we'll talk about spring, and we'll talk about ways to live and eat better in the springtime. We'll talk about that as well. And, Rhonda, if they want more information about you, where do they go?
And they can find me on Facebook, Rhonda Rife, or they can contact me through email, holistichorizons@hotmail.com, or they can call me, 319-752-0175. And I do have a contact page through my website, which is lifepathwaysllc.com or stressmanagementshop.com.
All right. Rhonda Rife will be chatting with you again. Have a great month.
Thanks.